It's time for the thirstiest podcast on the net. You're now listening to Thirst World Problems with your host, Nick Dougal, along with Mr. Bell and the Doc.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, okay. This is Thirst World Problems, and this is Bell coming at you from behind the mic. I'm in studio with my man, B.
Always here.
I got Nick here on my right.
Hello, hello.
And we got a very special guest today. We got Matthew, also known as Cocktails by Tempest on Instagram. He's the man who makes the drinks. He's got some awesome, awesome pictures on there. Make sure you guys follow him. But right, like I said, we're going to come right at the gate talking about drinks because I'm here sipping on a little, I don't know what you call this, a mixed up half cocktail that I made here. And
concoction.
Been ragging on me about it, so let's get a real drink.
Did you know it's National Have a Beer Day today?
Have a beer or beard?
I don't have a beard anymore, but have a beer day. It's National Have a Beer.
I feel like
day.
That it's that like every month, man.
That's probably every Friday, but yeah.
I would never. I'd fully against beers, man. Fully against.
This
beers.
May be the most stereotypical question of all time. Do people still drink Foster beer there? Heavily.
No, we've never really drank it here.
I knew it.
What kind of beer?
We send that out to everyone else so that they can drink it.
Okay. Foster.
Foster, yeah.
What the hell is that?
Foster, yeah. It's an Australian beer, but they don't drink it there.
It's a very weak beer.
So it's like Pombay.
Yeah, pretty much. No. What about Carlsberg? Is Carlsberg popular?
I've seen it here. Okay. It's sort of a mix. They sort of like Coronas at the moment. Seem to be floating around.
Oh, okay.
Drink Coronas or Pure Blondes. They're another popular one. Not my taste.
Gotcha. What's a popular drink when you go out that you've kind of like noticed that people are drinking? What's the most common?
What's the go to like? Yeah, I guess.
I just asked that question.
Not the common, though. Common's kind of weird way like to phrase it, though. Like,
what's trendy?
What's like the trendy drink? Yeah, I would say trendy. I think that's what you're
saying. Oh, trendy drink. It's a bit hard to say, really. Like, where I'm situated, it's a lot of bourbon and Cokes or scotch and Cokes, that sort of thing.
Sounds good.
A lot of mixes like that. Mm-hmm. Or beer, generally, being Australian, of course. Mm-hmm.
And what is it that you gravitate towards?
Me, I like my cocktails, so I tend to. If the place is serving cocktails, I'll have a look at their menu and, you know, experiment, see what's out. But yeah, if I'm, you know, just at a normal pub or bar or something like that, and they don't have cocktails, I'll usually hit the rum and Cokes or the bourbon and Cokes, just to cruise on those.
Have you ever experimented with your own mixes? And if so, like, what's something that you know, someone just kind of tells you, hey, let's make me something different. And then you make your own kind of mix that you've come up with. And what's something that you know that's always going to be a hit?
Ooh, always going to be a hit. That's really hard because I've got all my friends all have different tastes. It's mm-hmm. really weird.
okay, let's put
but,
it this way.
I usually try and give them just the stuff they're used to, like say you like your bourbon and Cokes or something, but give them Maker's Mark or something different like that because they'll just gravitate towards Jack's or Jim Beam or something along those lines.
Gotcha.
So I tend to try and just switch out a little bit of a better spirit, like a bit more higher up the chain spirit.
Gotcha. What about when impressing a girl?
There we go. Let's get to it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's that comes down to cocktails then, mate. that's when they get pulled out.
Fair enough.
That's when they get popped out.
Now, how long have you been mixing drinks?
I've been doing it a few years, but it's more just been a hobby. I've just sort of really, the past, I'd say, 2-3 years, really been experimenting with my different types of cocktails. Mm-hmm. It just sort of flourished and sort of started off as like your bourbon and Cokes, then to rum and Cokes, and then switching that up to finding a daiquiri recipe that I thought, oh, that sounds really nice. I like rum. So let's give that a try. And then from there, it just sort of skyrocketed, just switching out different ex- different ingredients and playing around, finding different recipes and going from there, expanding my bar at home.
A lot of drunken evenings. Let's put it this way, right?
No, he's working.
Oh, definitely.
That's experimenting.
What's that?
That's just experimenting. He's just doing research.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, well, there was a lot of research that the byproduct is usually getting quite off your face.
So last episode, actually, we were talking about rums and different types of rums, and we were kind of.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And that's kind of almost where it ended, where we're kind of talking about how we don't really – like, we really like whiskey. So we do a lot of whiskey.
Yes.
So we're not very familiar with rums, but I've got a bunch of cousins that just absolutely love it. And I hear you're mentioning some rum cocktails and some different rums that you like. What are some of the brands or some of the drinks that you like to make with those?
You know what? I'm actually a big fan of the base ones. You've got your Bacardi. I love Kraken as well. I'm a big fan of the Kraken.
Okay.
But things like you can't – Bacardi's like one of the original rums that ever sort of came about. And it's one of the first rums that ever got used for one of my favorite cocktails, the daiquiri. So, yeah, I like Plantation as well. That's another really – really nice. They've got a really nice range of rums.
How about spiced rum? You like that?
Yeah, spiced rums. For me, my spiced rum of choice would be either Kraken or the Plantation. Any of the Plantations, really.
Man, I feel like I could drink with you a lot. You like everything I like.
And be educated at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation.
I love Kraken.
Last episode, we had a conversation. Now it came back to me. We had a conversation regarding when it comes to the quality of the type of alcohol. Like, so for example, like the rums, realistically, I honestly probably couldn't tell you from, you know, a base rum to a high-end rum. To me, it tastes the same. But when it comes to something like a vodka, you can taste the big difference.
Definitely.
Now, like, so is there any other, you know... We have a lot of people that listen and based off of, you know, what we drink and whatnot. Is there any other types besides like the vodka? So for example, let's say like a rye, is there a big difference when it comes to rye? Like, is there a low end? Is there or a base or is there a high end?
Yeah, it's the same with most spirits really. Like it just comes down to what you're used to drinking. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people say that they don't like Kraken. They find it a bit too, you know, low end. But for me, I love the flavors in it. And whiskies are the same. Like if you've ever had a really good single malt whiskey, you can really tell the difference between a normal, like you just off the shelf, cheaper bottle compared to these higher end ones. It's just the process they use, the flavors they put in there. You really can just taste the difference. Rye is exactly the same because rye are along the same sort of line as whiskey there.
Gotcha.
What do you taste like? Is it just... Like, how would you describe the difference? Like, is it just, like, I've had higher end stuff before. Like, would you say it tastes a little bit heavier? Or, like, how would you categorize that to someone who
you should be, you usually taste flavors more. Like, you'll get more flavor out of it. Whereas with the cheaper ones, they don't tend to maybe filter as much. So that you're getting more of that ethanol and alcohol burn. A really good whiskey or just higher end spirit, you'll taste more of the flavors that they put in there.
So what's one of the higher end rums that you would enjoy then?
I don't have a lot of higher end ones where I am. It's a bit hard to get hold of them because I'm in the country, so it's a bit harder for me to get my hands on stuff. But for me, Plantation is the stuff that I tend to gravitate towards at the moment when it comes to rums. They so much great flavor in them. Like, yeah, I'm a big fan of their stuff.
When it comes to, we're just firing off questions right now, but thank you for answering. That's cool. But now I've gone to a few whiskey, I guess if you want to call them clubs. Across North America, even in some in England, but like, they always mention the best foods to have with some certain drinks. Now, is that are you big into that? Do you believe in, like, you know, a certain type of food, like, you know, let's say some sort of meats that enhance the drink, or are you just more into, you know, just mixing and just enjoying the drink rather than that when it comes to whiskey?
Yeah, for me, it's more the drink. It's all about the drink. I see the benefit in, you know, pairing with food, because I have, you know, done that before. Like you see it a lot with your wines, like your red wine with certain meats and all that sort of stuff. But for me, if I'm sitting down for a drink, if I'm sitting down for a meal, I just have a drink to help me pass the meal through, and then I'm into a solid drink afterwards, a more like a cocktail or something afterwards.
So as you're experimenting and you're putting together these cocktails, especially like the ones of your own creations, have you ever missed the mark and really made something that was almost unbearable?
Yeah, especially early on. We had a drink one night. I had my mate around, and we had quite a few, and we were sort of, you know, oh, let's put some of this and this in there. And we ended up drinking this one drink, and it didn't taste like anything. We couldn't taste anything. It literally tasted like it was water, because the things we mixed in just sort of seemed to cancel each other out. And we couldn't remember what we put in it either. It was just, it was crazy. It was just, it was the weirdest thing. We remember one of the ingredients was Jim Beam. And and then everything else we sort of chucked in there. We sort of drank it thinking, oh, this is going to be terrible, like the things we put in here. And it didn't taste like anything. We just sat there sipping on it for a while going, I'm not getting anything to you. Nah. So yeah, that was crazy. But you get those experiments you make, and yeah, you try them out and you go, oh damn, no, those two flavors. Mm-mm. You get that. You do get that a lot. You don't show that on especially on my social media and stuff. Sometimes I do, but you know, you don't usually put them out there because you don't want people to try those things. But they can get quite feral at times.
So how often do you do this, like mixing drinks and whatnot? Like, are you doing this daily? Like, are you someone who's going to try it out daily, or is it Friday, Saturday, Sundays, or just curious about
it
that?
Depends on, it depends on my schedule, really. If I'm like, where I work, I usually have long periods of time off at a time, like sort of week on, week off type of scenario. And so on my days off, if I've got the time and, you know, everything permits, I'll go out to my home bar and just mix up a few drinks in a night and then have them sitting there. But otherwise, yeah, every night I might just have an idea and go, well, I'll go out there and try. Or I really want to make this drink that I saw earlier on today. I'll go out there and make it. So it's sort of, yeah, a bit of both. I'll sometimes do a whole heap in one hit and then try and stay off it for a little while, but then other times it'll be one day after the other.
Mm. You're not someone who mixes like drinks. Like, would you say that you drink something mixed daily, or
mixologist?
Like, are you in terms of that? Like, do you like to drink a lot too, as well, or do you like more so the flavors?
I got it.
I'm wondering, because if you do what you do, and you know you like mixing drinks and whatnot, sometimes it's something that you know you may not. You might just do it every day type thing, right? So I'm just curious about that aspect. Like, do you drink, you know, do you
He's
make
He's asking
a drink
if you're
daily?
Drunk right
well,
now.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
like, I'm essentially asking, do you drink every day?
Like full disclosure.
What I'm asking.
Full disclosure, we were flipping through your Instagram and was very concerned that you may be an alcoholic. So, I mean, I think that's what he's gently trying to get
towards.
But
you
got to
keep in mind, like, in terms of the funny way to call someone that, like, that's not one drink a day. That's like excess.
No, I get it.
But
I totally get it.
But a true alcoholic, I don't think would have the
patience.
The patience or the talent to post a nice picture like that.
Well, no, you
and
would.
Upload it and then comment
on
it.
Oh,
you know
no.
What I mean?
Well, you would if it's one drink a day or two drinks a day.
Well, you're
an
not an alcoholic.
Is you drink into excess and you can't wake up and post that picture.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Right? So he's definitely not that. So that's why it's hard for me to phrase that question, right?
He did say he made a drink tasted like water, combined all different kinds of booze. So
that was a party that night. That was me and a mate left on our own for a little bit too long. I think
that's every guy's dream, an alcoholic drink that just tastes like water.
if we could make it again, we probably would.
We're up to something here. What's a good like in your area? What's a go-to place for like a nice, you know, something food, something different that you normally wouldn't get anywhere else?
Well, for me, I'd say local, I'll go with Adelaide because where I am, there's not really any cocktail bars here. They're more just pubs. But in Adelaide, I found Fumo Blue was a great little spot. The head bartender there, the manager, the owner actually, he came up with an unbelievable menu. And my favourite drink that he has there is a savoury dessert cocktail with chocolate and banana.
Wow!
And it is amazing. It honestly, the flavours you'd think it'd be really sweet, but it doesn't really have any sweetness to it. But you still get that chocolate banana flavour.
You look at Belle's face just, right now. There's spit on the table. Man, these mics are expensive. What are you? Clean that shit up.
Well, I gotta know
stop
what's
drooling
in.
On the mics.
I gotta know what's in it. What's the alcohol that's mixing in?
You
with
don't
the
care
chocolate
about
and
you
banana?
Just care if it's blood doesn't.
I don't know. It's his recipe. I don't know. I didn't get the recipe from him.
Okay, secret recipe.
Yeah. Wow. So I think he had an ingredients list on there, but I haven't really ever looked at it. It's got a half a banana, I think, in it, and then a few other things. I think it's a vodka drink, maybe.
Have you ever thought about doing like a YouTube page where you just, you know, show people the world your mixes that you would do?
I'm contemplating it at the moment. Yeah, I'm looking to expand onto different social medias eventually. So
if you decide
I'm just sort of in the process of
if you decide
it out.
To do one, I can give you my special drink that not many people know about. And you can try
sounds
it
like
out.
A plan. I'm always good. I always love trying new drinks.
Well, this one, like, don't try it the first time. Give it to someone else, and then second, third time you can try it.
So now that you're talking about expanding on a different social media, what are some of the fun examples that you have that came up while you were going through your climb on Instagram? Because you've got a fair amount of followers at this point. What are some of the things that kind of were unexpected that that have come up while you've been working on Instagram?
It's the engagement from companies, really, because I just started off as some dude in my backyard, bloody rumpus room shed thing, where I've got a bar and I mix drinks together and, you know, talk about them and, you know, say, oh, I really like this spirit or I really like that spirit. And I've had some of the companies sort of hit me up and say, hey, I like what you do. Thanks very much for promoting us. And I've had a couple of companies out of the blue hit me up and say, hey, can we send you a bottle? We'd love to work with you. And just a guy from the country out in South Australia, you know, that's crazy. That just blows me away every time they do it. I mean, I really appreciate it. I really like working with the companies and that, and trying their stuff, especially if they're Australian as well. Like, there's some absolutely amazing Australian spirits coming out at the moment, and it's really good to promote them, you know.
Well, being from Canada. Want to give us a couple of those Australian ones to keep an eye out for?
Well, there's a few gin distilleries. There's quite a few gin distilleries in Adelaide at the moment. The 23rd Street Distillery I just posted last night. Their Navy Strength gin is absolutely amazing. If you can have a look for those guys, that one's a really good one. Adelaide Hills Distillery as well. They have a great Green Ant gin. I'm not sure how that'll go importing. I hope it'll get over to you guys over there. It's actually made with ants from the Northern Territory that taste like lime. And they have a few of those floating around in the bottle.
Actual ants?
Yeah, actual ants with little green abdomens on them.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
It's probably the best gin I've ever tasted, to be honest, because I'm a massive lime fan. Like, lime's my flavor of choice when it comes to sours and everything.
I love lime in any drink.
Yeah. you'd love this gin. You'd love this gin. It's amazing.
Like that gin we had a couple weeks ago? What was it?
The Tanqueray.
Tanqueray with that lime? That heavy
yep.
lime?
Rangoo. Was the Rangoo?
Rangoo?
Tanqueray.
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 Well, it's not Rangoo.
Tanqueray is a good one. I like their number 10. Their number 10 would be my Tanqueray of choice, I think.
Gordon's is great as well.
Gordon's is good too.
straight from the good old UK Gordon's. Can't beat that. Nice. You have to put the glasses on to see what we got on the list here.
I'm looking at the bottle graveyard. I know there's a nice bottle of gin over there. I just can't quite make it out from this distance.
It's time to recycle these guys. How about that?
Yeah, I think it's time to let them die. So those were some of the good bottles that you got sent. But have you ever got anything sent where you're just like, I can't even get through this. It is just not tasty.
I've actually not. No. I honestly, it hasn't happened to me that often. It's happened to me a few times. But I've been pretty lucky so far. I haven't had anything where you're like, well, let's give this a try and see if I can write something positive about it. But yeah, fingers crossed it doesn't happen.
Fair enough. And any fun or dangerous messages did you get? Anyone trying to slide into your DMs?
No, I haven't had anything like that at the moment, which is also good. Fingers crossed that doesn't happen. no, it's been pretty good. I've actually found the cocktail community on Instagram is really quite positive, really encouraging to people as well. Like, because when I first started getting a bit more serious about my Instagram, I got approached by some of the bigger accounts in the community to, you know, offer some advice or, you know, just do a couple of collabs and stuff like that.
Nice.
So that was really good. It's a really great community. And like, all you got to do is ask, you know. I've some of my really good friend, I've got a really, really good friend from Queensland now that met her through Instagram.
Well, you
and yeah, we just chat and talk drinks and yeah, general stuff like that. And yeah.
Nice. Well, I was going to say, like, there's a lot of people, especially in the drink community. It seems like Australia has a strong showing as far as larger Instagram accounts go in the drink community there.
Yeah. There's quite a few starting to get up there. And it's good to see as well. And they're really great people. There's a guy from Adelaide who, what's his name? The official cocktail blogger. He's one of those ones that sort of reached out and has helped me out a little bit as well. So, yeah, he's been really, really good. And he's South Australian as well, so I like that.
Fantastic. What is the goal for this year for your account? Is it just to get some sort of sponsorship or just do more collaborations or like what's
I'd rather probably do collabs than sponsorship because sponsorship would sort of narrow what I'm able to do. Because I like to, you know, try out everything that I can. I'd love to do more collabs with people. I really enjoy doing that sort of stuff and tasting what people have got and or even if it's bar tools or other. I had someone, Keep Carmen Cocktail, he's sending out a whole heap of cocktail garnishes that he makes himself. So he sent me a few of those. You might have seen them on my G&T posts. Just dehydrated citrus, and they're delicious. They're absolutely delicious. and it's great seeing stuff like that, you know, especially Australian stuff and hitting the world market, you know, and people getting excited about it, which is really good to see.
Nice. So getting back to the nights that you spend experimenting here and whipping up these cocktails. Now, I know you've been pretty polite about it, but you must have a good drunken story for us where some of these cocktails have led you.
Yes. Probably my best one would be my fiancé's 30th birthday party.
Oh, shit.
Whole heap of people over at our house. Lots of people over at our house. And I was sitting behind the bar and my mate was helping me out behind the bar because, you know, I had to go out and mingle with people and talk and do the host thing. So he was helping me out, mixing up some drinks. And at that time we were quite big on the old, Red Bull and Jaeger, the Jaeger bombs. he was behind the bar. He was behind the bar and I was over talking with my partner's friends, and we're all sort of having a bit of a chat. And he goes, "Hey, Jaeger bombs all around over here." Walks up and starts handing everyone all these Jaeger bombs. And we're all sort of standing there, "Yep, no worries." And he walked off to the bar, and they're all looking at me like, I think it was about three of them out of the four said, "Oh, I don't do Jaeger bombs." I don't like Jaeger. I'm like, don't worry about it. Just give him a cheers. He'll turn away and then pass them on to me. So they all gave him a cheers. They passed the drinks to me. I downed them all and then gave them back their glasses and go, right, let's cheers, cheers back. And he goes, hey, hey, awesome. And then the night went downhill from there. I ended up being escorted inside by my fiance into the kitchen where I sat on the floor, was having a conversation with her. And then I kept going with that conversation, which she informed me was 2 hours later in the night. She was just checking on me to see if I got it to bed. And then, that just kept happening for about the span of about 6 hours. I'd sort of pass out halfway getting to bed.
That's hilarious. And you would just wake up and just like on the stairs, eh?
No, yeah, I was just like, I was in the kitchen on the floor, and then I was just inside the kitchen door, and then I was just in the hallway, and then I was just getting into bed. And then, yeah, I woke up the next day, and I didn't feel too well, apparently.
Hopefully you had the day off or something. That was one of those days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a weekend thing, so it was all good. It was all good.
You planned ahead and made sure that you had a good excuse for the next day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That night and the following day afterwards, bit blurry. Don't remember a hell of a lot of what went on. But yes, it was quite an evening. I heard the evening went till about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, but I was out by about 10:30.
I was gonna say not for you though, eh?
No. I was pretty much down for the count by 11 o'clock at the latest, I think, and that's being generous.
Well, Matthew, like, thank you so much for coming on the pod here with us, sharing your drink knowledge. But before we let you go,
I appreciate it, guys. It's really good.
Before we let you go, though, we got this thing that we do around here called the gauntlet. So we're going to hit you with a barrage of questions, and all we want you to do is just answer the first thing that pops in your head, and then
okay. We'll
move on to the next one.
Let me start with it. No. Do you follow back?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Sometimes.
So make sure everyone go follow him on Instagram. Once again, you want to give him your handle and everything real quick?
Cocktails_by_Tempus.
There you go. You're going to see some crazy, crazy drink picks and some recipes. Now, let's get it started. And let's start off with your favorite chocolate bar.
Snickers.
What's the worst haircut or hairstyle you've ever had?
Shaved at number 2, I reckon, the whole head.
What's one of your pet peeves?
Oh, pet peeves. Oh, I've got too many. Insincere people on Instagram, actually. Insincerity on Instagram. That gets under my skin a little bit too much. It shouldn't, but it does.
Oh, it does get super, super annoying, though. Super annoying.
Yeah.
We've got this one guy. I'm not going to name names, but every other post, he'll post being like, oh, cool content, man. Make sure you check out my YouTube page, or make sure you check out this. Like, every week he's promoting something else through one of our comments.
I absolutely hate that.
Oh, it's like, and he doesn't even follow. That's the worst part about it.
Like, yep. That's the worst part. I've had that happen quite a few. I delete the comments straight away.
Yeah.
Don't spruik your page on my page. Message me and we might collab, but don't do it on my post. That's just not good etiquette.
Well, there you go. See, now that I've got the okay from someone else, yeah, we're just going to cut the, just like you said, delete the comments. All right.
Yeah,
getting back into it. Would you rather cut off one of your fingers or cut off two of a stranger?
Two of a stranger's, definitely. It's not going to hurt me.
There you go. Have you ever conned anyone?
Conned anyone? No.
Do you prefer naked or partially clothed?
Oh, naked. Let's go with it. It's party time.
What's your favorite curse?
Oh. I'd have to say fuck. I use that the most.
If you were transformed into the opposite sex, what would your name be?
Oh. Emily.
Okay.
Belle, what would yours be?
Rosie.
That's my cousin's name.
Have you ever had a romantic gesture that has backfired?
Oh, definitely.
Want to share that? You can go in and share that if you want.
No. We'll keep that one.
What's one song that you would go to if your life was on the line at karaoke?
Oh, probably Michael Jackson, Remember the Time.
Oh.
I'd be Thriller.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah, big old Jacko fan. I loved him growing up. That was awesome.
Good old Wacko Jacko.
Nice. What's the best moment of revenge you can remember?
Oh. Oh, I can't really remember one, to be honest.
Okay, we tried to give you a tough guy out on this one, but now instead your last question will be, what's the last time you cried at something that you watched on TV, and what was that thing?
Oh, last one, you know what? It's probably something pathetic like The Voice. When they, yeah, I reckon it was. It was probably the, I reckon it was the one of the British ones, one of the British episodes. There's just some story, and I'm a sucker for a good voice, man. Sucker for a good voice.
That's great.
Once you have kids, mate, you cried everything.
Just everything.
Matthew, thanks again for coming on, man. It was awesome. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys. I've really enjoyed myself. It's been really good.
Thanks, man.
It's fun.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.